This week on News and Views, the United States and now Philadelphia takes up Venezuela's bold approach to social change through music, known as El Sistema, in a local program called Tune Up Philly. Decades before Gustavo Dudamel and the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra made their 2007 Carnegie Hall debut, Venezuelan pianist, politician, and economist José Antonio Abreu had a revolutionary idea.
35 years ago, this incredible visionary José Antonio Abreu began to develop a program that supports underserved kids in his country in a way that allows them to reach the same levels of accomplishment in music and hence in life skills as more affluent middle-class children.
Mark Churchill directs El Sistema USA at the New England Conservatory. It's there that Abreu Fellows take a year to learn about El Sistema and nonprofit management, with the goal of recreating a version of the system in their own communities. Curtis Institute graduate Stamford Thompson is doing that in Philadelphia.
I remember in a rehearsal with Simon Rattle at Curtis, he told us that there were a group of kids in Venezuela that would outplay us. That we were playing like machines.
Thompson decided to chart a course that was much different from most of his Curtis peers. He entered the inaugural class of Abreu Fellows in 2009, a move that led to the El Sistema-inspired startup, Tune Up Philly. The new program is a project of the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra, whose president, Louis Scaglione, says it complements the youth orchestra's mission.
The best that I can describe it is really music for social change.
We're selling a classical music program in West Philadelphia, and I thought if I could get 50 families to sign up, that would be good.
When the paperwork was returned, 194 families had signed up. Tune Up Philly was launched in late September with a long waiting list and an interest by roughly half the families with children at St. Francis de Sales School in West Philadelphia. Next time on News and Views, a visit to hear Tune Up Philly in action. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. It's a noisy afternoon at an elementary school in West Philadelphia. 83 students in grades 1 through 7 are finishing an after-school snack in the auditorium. Then they're off to group music lessons.
Our first, second, and third graders all play violin, and our fourth through seventh graders, or really eighth grade, but fourth through seventh grade, they are playing all of the string instruments, so violin, viola, cello, flute, clarinet, French horn, trumpet, and trombone.
Curtis Institute graduate Stamford Thompson directs Tune Up Philly, modeled on Venezuela's publicly funded system of rigorous classical music instruction called El Sistema. Tune Up Philly is a project of the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra, and St. Francis de Sales School is its first site.
Don't say spocata, spocata is something different.
12 teachers, who are also performing musicians, come in every afternoon to guide and teach kids with little or no musical background how to play an instrument and eventually how to be part of an orchestra. One of them, Nicolas Real, is a product of El Sistema in Venezuela.
It's just simply a matter of trying to adjust the El Sistema philosophy into the Philadelphia region realities, all right, with the same energy that we've been using down there in Venezuela.
The waiting list to get into the nearly free program is nearly twice as long as the number of kids in it. The students and their families sign a contract. Attendance and good behavior are required. And now in its eighth week, no student who's been in for more than a couple of days has left, and no one has been asked to leave.
The reports that I'm hearing from their parents or from their teachers of what's happening with their behavior or with their work ethic in the classroom, those are things that we're seeking to accomplish. I had a mother come to me, and she said, "Mr. Thompson, I don't know what you're doing to my daughter," and I got scared, but she comes home, and she doesn't want to turn on the TV. She doesn't want to play video games on the weekend. When can she bring her viola home?
Kids sit in a circle learning percussion basics by beating overturned plastic buckets. In one room, a boys' chorus is practicing exacting choral work. Next time on News and Views, how a classical music training program came to Philadelphia and what it takes to succeed. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. At St. Francis de Sales School in West Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra is in the midst of a novel after-school initiative. In its inaugural year, the project Tune Up Philly stems from a belief that every child, no matter how tough their living conditions, can be exposed to beauty and learn lessons like perseverance, mastery, and teamwork that deep instruction in classical music engenders. Many of the kids at the school live in a world where violence is just around the corner. Stanford Thompson, who directs the program, says over the weekend, immediate family members of two of the school's students were killed. He says it's common to hear of a dozen shootings in their neighborhoods over a 2 to 3 day period.
This is what our kids live with. And what we're trying to do is use music in this way to give them an out, to have really big dreams, and to be able to hold success every single day. Hopefully until they get to the point where no matter what circumstance they come from, they understand clearly how they can progress, how they can use these new skills that they're learning to apply to anything that they're passionate about. And I believe music beautifully opens these doors, slowly.
Philanthropist Carol Haas Gravano was captivated by the promise of the Venezuelan El Sistema-inspired program. She's provided seed money and committed to give Tune Up Philly up to $500,000, as long as the organization can find other sources to match those funds.
Listen to these kids. I mean, they're having fun, and they're learning discipline. They're learning to be competent at something. They have people that care for them.
The bustle and energy surrounding Tune Up Philly, with its 12 teaching artists, is palpable. Elisa DeMauro makes sure the day-to-day challenges of having over 80 kids involved are met.
The children are absolutely amazing. Seeing the looks on their faces when they are playing these instruments that they've never held before 7 weeks ago. It's really, really miraculous.
It's a journey punctuated by milestones, performance points, and daily changes.
Even if they only hold the bow better, or if they learn to put their 2 feet together and take a bow, having these types of accomplishments day by day will help them to realize that, sure, if I keep going along from day one to even our concert in December, this is what the result is. And then in March, the next result.
To hear all three parts of this News & Views series on Tune Up Philly, log on to wrti.org. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.